This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Alaikum assalam.
I think you have pets, and okay. I do have pets. I have two cats and two birds. We have a question by someone who's asking about pet insurance. Is it allowed to purchase that?
So that has to do with buying an insurance in general. Mm-hmm. Are you allowed to buy an insurance or not? And I believe that if you need an insurance, you're allowed to buy it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, or insurance provided to you by your company or that allowed to use it, or insurance that it is required, like car insurance for basically to drive or
liability.
Like some businesses require that, mm-hmm. you're allowed. Or something have risk and high risk, or something that you can't even cover the expenses of it if it's because most likely you might be exposed to these kind of damages. So there is a need for it, you're allowed. Like somebody live in an area where there's a lot of hurricanes, floods, you know, a taxi driver where he might be exposed to a lot of lawsuits, a business, you know, a facility, you know, cost like $5 million in donations. You know, you can't rebuild this facility if anything happened to it, Allah forbid. So you're allowed to have insurance to cover things of that nature. So pets, if this is also can be very costly, you know, in many cases, and it can cost you a lot of money. So if you are the person who's gonna be like, I would like to take care of my pets, if there's anything like surgery or anything of that nature, or some medications or serious issues, and that can cost thousands of dollars. Nobody have this kind of money on the side. They are allowed to have the pet insurance. But if you're a kind of person who said, no, if it's very major like that, I will either look for organizations who will do that voluntarily, or I will leave it for the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the pet survived, didn't survive. There's no need for an insurance like that. So it depends on the person's how they deal with their pet and how much they care about this. But from the legal perspective, it is allowed if there is a need for it.
Well, the thing is also, I mean, that's an added to the question is, how far, you know, are we allowed to go, you know, when it comes to pets in terms of the cost of keeping their health, or if they have cancer, you know, sometimes the question of, you know, putting them to sleep and things of that nature. How far can you go? And where do you say, okay, this is where I need to stop, and I need to just give it away to a shelter? And you know what? What they do in a shelter in cases like this is that they put him to sleep. So as a pet owner, for example, who's thinking about their pets, Islamically, what should they think? And what is their course of action in this case?
First of all, they don't put them to sleep. They put them to death.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. They said they put it just to make it sound
it's the
nice.
Euphemism.
But but actually they kill them. Okay. So that's what it is. Anyway, so how far you can go? If you are capable, that's fine. What you are capable of, you can do. What you're not capable of, Allah yukallifu Allah nafsan illa wus'aha. Also, the capability has to do with priorities as well. Like, you can't do that in the expense of something more important, like your children, you know, expenses for the house, debt that need to be paid and stuff like that. So I will say that's the rule that you go by.
All right.
I will leave this to the pet owner to make that decision.
Okay. All right. Jazakallah khair. Yeah. Fair enough.